Caution, the upcoming show does contain explicit lyrics.
I can imagine no sweeter way to end one's life than in the quiet of the country. Out of the mad race for money, place, and power. Far from the demands of business. Out of the dusty highway where fools struggle and strive for the hollow praise of other fools. Robert Greene Ingersoll.
Inconceivable!
Will you please act like you have more than a two-word vocabulary?
Is there air? You don't know!
And now, a yak.
Yak!
Hey, don't touch that dial. You found Secular Yakking.
I'm Robert.
And I'm Amy.
After years.
Many years of yakking at each other.
We're here to yak at you.
So sit back and enjoy the yakking.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Hope you had a wonderful week.
Yep.
Good, good. I had a pretty good week.
Okay, if you say so.
Yeah, busy as usual.
I was going to say, that sounded like you were questioning you did or not.
I had a really good week up until today.
Today?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a rough day.
It's been a long day, actually. But I'm glad it's coming to an end.
Yeah. And I guess we'll get on with our show today.
Yep.
So we do have some new twits. I don't know why. We got Sandy Beyer, Christopher Hudson, Elite Skeptic, Sirius, and Femi Bankel.
We have twits.
We have twits. We still have twits.
We still have twits. Even though this is our last show.
Yeah. Sadly enough, our last show.
Yep.
And we also have some voicemails.
Yeah, two, I believe, isn't it?
Yeah, we've got two this week. So
yeah.
We'll start with Alan, friend of Facebook, longtime listener to the show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hello, Robert and Amy. This is Alan from North Wales, Pennsylvania. I'm sad to hear that you guys are ending the show, but believe me, I understand. I actually thought about starting a podcast and then realized I had zero time. So that's why I enjoy your show. You guys are both around my age and my wife's age and kind of share the same view on things. So I just wanted to say I'll miss you. And I know it's not over yet. I know it's not the 31st, but driving home from work, I figured I'd leave this voicemail now since I just got done listening to your episode. And I wish you guys all the best and your family. And I know Robert and I are friends on Facebook, so I'm sure I'll see you out there and updates and all that good stuff and motto project. And, like I said, I just wish you guys the best. And, I don't know what kind of ideas you have for the last show, but, maybe a drunk Amy show. I don't know if you want to go out like that or not, but like I said before, drunk Amy, you're amusing no matter what, but when you're drunk, it's especially amusing. So, take care. And, maybe I'll leave another voicemail before the end of the show. Take care. Bye.
That was really nice.
That was. Thank you, Alan. That was a really nice voicemail. Thank you, Alan, for the wonderful voicemail.
Yeah, it was nice to hear, and I'm glad I'm entertaining. I didn't think I was, but sure, that'll work.
I've told you every time. People like listening to you.
Well, I can honestly say I've had wine, but I'm guessing probably not enough to really accumulate anything fun, so I'll probably have to be my normal fun self. So we'll see.
Okay, well that's fine.
You're drinking more than I am.
Oh, there's a reason for that.
Anyways.
So we also have another voicemail from Jonathan Oriola.
Yes.
So let's play that.
Okie dokie.
Hello, you wonderful people. It's sad that you're leaving. We'll miss you. But I'm sitting here in my front room with my little bitty boy. Say hi.
Hi.
Yep, that's Pat. And we were listening to the show, good stuff and the bad stuff. And just so you know, that you have two fans sitting here that would like you to keep doing your thing, but I totally understand. You got to go out there and fight the good fight, plus work and recuperation and all that other good stuff. So it's been fun, and I like you. Haven't met you before, really, but I'm sure that if we were sitting at a bar somewhere, we'd have a present time catching up and telling stories and railing against those crazies.
But, well, we like your what you
say. We like the stuff.
Yeah, we like the stuff. So at least from two fans of yours, we appreciate you making the show for as long as you have, and I've been listening for a long time, and it's been a good ride, and I ain't got much more to say beyond that, which is a rarity for me, I understand. So until later, I'm sure you'll still be doing stuff on Twitter and Facebook and fighting the good fight with Original Model Project and trying to prevent that separation of church and state from getting messed up. So I'll talk to you then in those circles, and as always, well, I guess not quite as always. Anyway, bye.
That was awesome.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird that this is the last show. It really is.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of a relapse. I can't even talk. Maybe I have had more to drink than I thought.
I know I have.
It's kind of a reality check today, because I think up until now, not so much, you know?
Right. All right, on with the show.
Yes, that is how it works.
Now for the fun part.
Okie dokie doke.
For almost 3 years, I sat at some sort of desk and turned on a mixer, hoping that maybe our voices could make a dent in the noise.
You have a cold, and we can all tell.
it's a cold. We'll call it a cold.
Okay, continue.
Hoping that maybe our show might make a difference to somebody. Make someone laugh. Make someone angry. Make someone want to stand up and do something.
Honestly, I think we did all of that.
I hope so.
Yeah. I mean, laugh, got it. Angry? Maybe.
I guarantee we made some people angry.
Oh, okay, so good. Check that off. Now stand up and do something. That's questionable.
I hope we did.
Well, at least reported on it.
Yeah.
Somebody did.
And for almost 3 years, we've educated you, we've encouraged you, and hopefully we've entertained you.
And that was the point.
Yeah. I mean, that was why we created the show. We wanted to have people listen to us.
Well, like I said, you know, we've always... I was going to say yacked at each other because that's the only word that comes to my mind, you know, for years and years before we even started this show. So I just figured it made sense. Yeah, we'll record it. Let people listen. You know, if they are interested in, knock themselves out.
Well, I spent the last 3 weeks wondering how we should end the show. Yeah. Well, we announced it 3 weeks ago.
That's right. That's what I was just thinking.
I said, should we do a best of? Should we invite former host on?
It's really difficult to say, you know,
yeah,
should
we just come on and say goodbye and not say anything? I thought about that.
That's it. We're out.
I seriously thought about doing that.
We're out. Drop the mic. Walk away.
Yeah. We'll drop these mics. They're expensive. And in the end, I felt the only way to end the show was to yak about the show.
Oh, okay. Well, makes sense.
Yeah. So I have some favorite stuff. I know Amy may or may not have some favorite stuff, but that's okay.
I don't know about favorites, but memorable.
Yeah.
And then the one I'm thinking of, maybe not remembering as much of it, but yeah. I'll explain that later.
So my favorite episode was the Camp Quest episode, when we had Chuck, Bridget, Carrie, and Kelly on the show.
And I was not.
And Amy was not there.
Yeah, that's right.
But yeah, we talked about camp for a solid hour.
Did you really?
And it was the most fun I've ever had on the show, because Bridget is...
Oh, she's great.
She's amazing.
Yeah, she's awesome.
That was episode 89.5. If you want a good laugh, go listen to 89.5. The Chuck and Bridget, Carrie Kelly, they just brought camp to the show.
I might actually have to listen to that one. And you know me, I don't listen to the show too often.
I might make you listen to it later.
Yeah, I could do that. But I'm not on it, so I could definitely listen to that one.
So yeah, we talked about the days at camp and Chuck playing reveille on his trumpet.
Uh-huh.
I think it's a trumpet.
Yeah, every morning at camp.
Yeah, they talked about all the stuff, the Socrates Cafe. And a lot of stuff came around how it's great to be free and open.
The kids have said that time and time again, actually, and not just our kids. I've heard several kids talk about how it was so nice to be in an environment where they can just be themselves and just relax and be free to speak whatever they felt like.
Yeah.
So it really was, you know, I can see how that episode was probably good for you. I definitely have to go listen to it.
Yeah, you're going to have to listen to that. I encourage everybody to go listen to it. Listen to it several times. I'll be tracking... listens still.
So, oh.
This is what I do.
Watching the feed or whatever.
Maybe.
I don't know what that's called.
Yeah, it's a feed. You got it right for once.
Oh, my gosh. Shocker.
3 years, she finally gets what an RSS is.
Okay, no, don't do that.
Yeah,
I just, I know. I think of rodents of unusual size when you said that.
RSSs. Oh, man. It's too bad.
Anyways, so
I've got other favorite parts of the show.
Oh.
You're not talking to somebody else around here, are you? You know, this is me. You remember me? George Bailey.
So, obviously, one of my favorite parts of the show was the Bailey Awards.
Yeah, I like Bailey.
And my favorite Bailey was awarded to Kelly Herron back in, I forgot to write down what episode that was. Anyway, I'll put it in the show notes.
Yeah, there's a good idea.
She, a couple years ago, she successfully defended herself against a violent sexual assault in a public restroom at Golden Gardens Park in Seattle, yelling, "Not today, motherfucker."
You couldn't have said effer.
No, we're going explicit on this.
People listen that might not have ears that can listen.
Oh, there'll be a warning.
But then again, I'm like the first one who drops those kind of bombs. So who am I to say?
Yeah. So, just for that, she was amazing. She just beat off this.
I remember
yeah,
this.
Yeah, it was amazing, right?
Yeah.
But it got even better because at the same time we were going through some stupid anti-transgender crap.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Right, and they tried to use her as a spokesperson.
Right, for their cause.
For their cause. And she went and said to them, to the people behind I-1552, I say not today, motherfuckers. I refuse to allow anyone to use me and my horrific sexual assault to cause harm and discrimination to others.
Wow.
Yeah, that's why she won the Bailey Award.
I think if we did finish and had an overall Bailey, the grand finale Bailey, I would go with her.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I would definitely go with her.
Yeah.
Because that's pretty freaking awesome.
Well, you can say the F word if you want. I've already said it twice.
No, I'm good. But no, definitely kudos.
Yeah. Like I said, my favorite Bailey. And I went through a lot of Bailey Awards to find the one.
Right. No, I totally concur with that. I mean, I think that one tops them. Now, as far as, you know, you say your most favorite episode, I don't know if I have a favorite, and mostly because I can't remember anything, let alone yesterday. So I would say most memorable one I have, but yet at the same time, I don't remember it. So for me, that would have been the episode we did on the PKU for that rare metabolic disorder that I have. And because I was really fearful of doing it, I guess you could say. Yeah. I was not looking forward to it because I know you had been trying and trying way before that to get me to do one. And so I was really apprehensive about doing it. And then when we finally do it, I was higher than hell. So I have no idea what the hell we did.
That's right. I was high too. So I still don't know what the hell we did. And I edited it while high.
So I'm unfortunately going to have to go back and listen to it, as much as I hate the idea of listening to myself. I'm going to have to listen to it because I kind of sort of remember saying that it went better than I expected, but I'll be darned if I remember what the hell we talked about.
We actually got a lot of good comments on that, including from your mother.
Oh, well, and, you know, I don't even know if I got out the information I wanted to get out, you know, the main points.
We did. I had all the information. You had all the stories. That's how it works.
So I'll definitely have to go listen to it. But for me, that would be the most memorable or not so memorable one.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I agree with that also.
Because, you know, that was a big deal. I don't like talking about me.
I am an old man. Most people hate me, but I don't like them either. So that makes it all even.
So now we're going Potter?
Yeah, it wouldn't be a proper show without a Potter Award.
I suppose.
And of course, my favorite Potter Award. It's my go-to story when we talk about Potter Awards.
Okay.
It's the Hunt County Sheriff.
Do I remember this one?
You might.
Texas.
Way back in episode 17.
Oh, hell no, I don't remember this.
And that was Sheriff Randy Meeks.
Nope.
So he'd made a statement about where his authority came from, and you'd think he used power of the people, the Constitution, you know, things like that.
Uh-huh. Not if he's a Potter winner.
No, he got it from the Bible.
Exactly my point.
He did a bunch of Bible quotes and all sorts of weird craziness.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, being a Potter, he's all
Potter. You've got to have more.
He also used government resources during a flood to save his personal furniture by sending deputies to his home to move things upstairs.
I totally remember that now. Oh, that guy was a jerk. I remember he, wasn't he the guy that also used prisoners to do stuff for him or something?
No, that was,
another one?
That's another one.
Okay.
Yeah, that's...
But no, I do
that guy's
remember,
running for Senate now, by the way.
Of course.
Arpaio, yeah.
I do remember the whole, you know, go move my furniture thing.
Yeah. He also misused funds from a charity drive to reward his deputies.
Mm.
Yep.
Sounds familiar.
We also ended up having to do an update on him in episode 23, when he added in God We Trust to his patrol cars.
Oh, okay.
And told the FFRF to go butt a stump.
Oh, I remember that was stupid.
Making him my favorite Potter Award winner because he basically told the FFRF to go fuck themselves.
Lots of explicit on this episode.
Well, I have had a bit to drink.
Apparently your mouth gets nasty when you drink.
It just gets like yours.
I was gonna, what? Wait, you never cuss anyways,
exactly.
So you're just coming to my level.
Yeah. So there you go. Those are my favorite parts of the show. You know, I love the whole show, honestly. But
yeah.
These were definitely highlights to me.
I don't think I have a Potter winner per se. I mean, no, I don't think so. They're all just right there up in the crap zone together for me.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Well, that, and it doesn't help. I can't remember much, so.
Yeah. I mean, we've had our Super Potters and our Perma Potters and stuff like that. You know, Trump's a Super Potter.
I was going to say, all I keep thinking when you're saying this is Trump.
And
Trump,
Roy Trump. Moore's the Perma Potter.
Oh, yeah, right? That's right.
So we've got those awards, but, you know,
right.
Nothing beats Go Butt a Stump.
That's just stupid, by the way.
Yeah, I agree. It's a Texas phrase. I had to look it up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, at least it makes a little more sense. Well, yeah. Okay, no, it doesn't, but yeah.
I don't know. Anyways.
Yes.
Well, I wanted to end the show with some shout-outs and thank yous.
Well, that would be appropriate.
Yeah. First, I want to thank Wes and Dustin from Atheist Nomads for giving me the opportunity to have the first interview ever in my life on a podcast.
Oh, that's right.
And gave me the bug.
Oh, yes, that is right as well.
Yeah, I came off of that interview feeling like, oh, I have to do something. This is cool.
Yeah, I remember that.
And to Sam and the crew at Ask an Atheist for bringing in a new unknown voice to their show for a little while.
Yep.
And allowing me to learn some stuff about podcasting.
Yes, you did.
And for being very, very generous with time because I live so far away.
Yes, we do.
Yes. And especially to Sam on this for telling me that I had skills and would probably make a good podcaster.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that made me feel really good.
Oh, that's awesome.
To Tom of Secular Radio for showing me that literally anyone can have a podcast.
Literally anyone.
Yeah, and for being our
including
first.
Including you.
Including me. And for being our first guest on our first show.
That is right. I remember that.
Yeah. To the folks over at the now defunct Secular Outreach Network for taking a chance on a show that nobody actually listened to.
No.
We had a few.
We were kind of quiet in the beginning.
Yeah.
As far as listening.
We didn't have a huge following when we joined the Sun Network. And they were nice enough to take us in and take us under their wing. And and the show improved a bit.
Yeah, I think
after
so.
That's when I bought the, I improved my sound quality quite a bit after that.
Yeah, I do remember that. You were real avid about that.
To Matt and Tim of Atheism 101 for having us on their show. It was the first time we were interviewed together.
Oh, yeah.
And that was fun. We played Bible trivia.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
To the entire Waiting for Wrath crew for being there for that much-needed support and friendship and introducing me to some incredibly funny-sounding beers.
Yep.
To Matthew the Apostle from In the Name of God, the
podcast. The podcast.
For giving us such great shout-outs even when our show sucked.
Right?
Yeah. To Paul Sading for making me realize that sometimes you have to make hard decisions and keep your principles in mind. To Jeff Stillwell for being willing to let us broadcast his walk for humanity.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. And to Tom Essel for stepping up when Amy needed a break and for still being a great friend.
Yes, I needed that break and it was very appreciated.
To Melange, Hunter, and Alan for the story suggestions. We used it a bunch and sometimes they just didn't work out. Sorry.
And sometimes they did because you could always use more stories.
Exactly.
You're always telling me to find stuff.
Yeah. To Jonathan Ariola for the awesome voicemails.
Yes, many voicemails.
And for being a great podcaster himself, because there was a point in time where the things you were saying just resonated so seriously with me. And it got me through some interesting times when things were going a little weird.
I'm
So listen to him on Too Deep, Too Fast podcast, TDTF.
Sweet.
To our fans for sticking with us, even though I kept moving the show feed.
I
think once every 7 or 8 months I would move the show feed because I would get bored or frustrated with the service we used.
Oh,
I think we used 5 different services over the time.
Jeez.
And now, just it's never going to move. Okay, it's moving one more time. I'm moving all the stuff to my server for archive. So it will be there as long as I own this server.
Uh-huh.
Which will be forever, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay.
And most of all, to Amy.
Me?
Yes.
Me!
For being there to keep me falling flat on my face in the beginning. And for staying there, even though you were frustrated with it. Without you, there would be no yakking.
And to that, I have to say, damn freaking Skippy. Because, yes, you would have fallen flat on your ass from the very beginning.
Yeah, I agree.
And by the way, it was my idea for the name.
Sure.
It was my idea for the name, telling you.
Yeah, but I got all the yaks together.
What?
All the drawings of the yaks.
Oh, well, that's just the drawings. I got the damn name.
I did the branding.
I got the name.
I got all the sound bites.
The name is what started everything for you to follow.
And seriously, thank you to Matt from Atheism 101. I completely forgot about this.
Because
he came up, he said you have to use the Ace Ventura yak sound.
That was awesome.
It was the best sound bite we ever put back in the
yes,
show.
Yes, that was awesome. Love that sound bite.
Yeah.
Actually, I really like our whole beginning sound bite and our ending one. I love all those movie soundbite quotes.
Well, yeah.
They're awesome. And that actually came about just because we are kind of sticklers for quoting movies constantly. I mean, our children know we'll just say something that, you know, we're in a conversation and it will be like a piece from a movie and then we'll back and forth that whole segment. And our kids know exactly right off the bat what the hell we're doing.
Yeah, they've also learned to never say, all right, stop.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. But yeah, so definitely so glad that he sent that little soundbite. That was
great. Yes. And a nice little addition to our already amazing intro.
Which we put together, and I'm going to toot my horn again. A lot of that was my idea.
I know
it was. That whole, you know, TV static thing. And
yes, I know.
Yes, I'm being very vain right now. But no, it's very awesome. And like I said earlier, it's still weird that it's coming to the end, you know?
Yep.
Kind of like a reality check kind of deal.
Yeah, it is.
But so much going on that you can only devote so much time, and everything does come to an end. Nothing lasts forever. So that's kind of how it has to go.
Yep. Well, writing this farewell was likely the hardest thing I've ever written. For 3 years, this show was a part of us. It was a part of my identity in the secular movement. I'll miss and remember this amazing experience that we have had.
Yeah, I definitely will as well. But, I mean, who knows? Maybe, I don't know, down the line when things settle down, you know.
Maybe. Something new, though.
Yeah, I think it would have to, I don't know, I really like the name, though. And we got this great picture and, you know, the image of the two yaks.
I don't know, we're retiring, okay?
I know.
I can't bring back, it's not like I'm going to have secular yakking too.
Yakety yak, don't talk back.
Yeah, I'll miss sitting at a desk, turning on the mixer, and yakking to you and the fans.
Yeah.
I'll miss feedback from the fans.
Yeah. Now, one thing I will kind of be glad for a little while is not being, you know, every week, oh, God, we got to get the show. We have to do it tonight or make sure we get it done tonight because we got this going on the next night and, you know, that kind of deal.
Yeah.
That stressful aspect of it will be a little, you know, not missed so much. But as far as the show itself, definitely will be missed.
Oh, yeah. And I'll miss the community that we've actually built together here. We have a decent following on Facebook and Twitter. People that regularly interact with us.
Yes, that's true.
You know, I get emails. I get
voicemails.
I get voicemails. You know, I'm going to miss all that. So I know this is a short show. And honestly, I didn't even know if I could do a last show this morning. But here it is. And that really is all the yakking I've got for you.
And that's all the yakking I've got for you as well. Hope you have fun storming the castle.
We always like to hear your feedback, so leave us a voicemail at 704-802-YAK or an email at podcast@secularyakking.com.
More input.
All comments are welcome. We like to hear the good, the bad, and the ugly. You also can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Google+.
If you like our show, head over to your podcast directory of choice and leave us a 5-star review. If you really like the show, support the show on our Patreon page.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
And we'll be back next week with more yakking to please your eardrums.
Bye-bye, boys!
Have fun storming the castle!
Think it'll work?
It would take a miracle.
Bye-bye!